Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Celine Burns in front of me. She's only worn out. She's ragged. She's in bits.
I'm not ragged in bits. I'm all glammed up. To meet you, darling.
You look very glamorous this morning.
Thank you so much. I've loads of meetings today.
There must be a big...
Busy girl.
There must be a big gig in it. A big gig.
Must be.
Anyway, it's great to see you. I know you've been stuck in traffic for the morning.
Oh, holy God, yeah.
Is it awful?
I was tuning into Lyric this morning to the traffic updates. It was terrible.
Is it awful?
I have to confess now. I shouldn't really, because... It's live on air and everybody's going to hear it. But there was a few bus lanes used.
Did you?
Yeah. Mm. Just for a second.
We, of course. Yeah.
Just for a second.
Can I just say here, in RT, we can't condone that.
No, you can't. It's wrong. But I had to go and see you.
Well,
you know?
Well, and you were anxious.
I think, in fairness, if the police stopped me and said, this is not a bus lane, I'd say, I'm really sorry, I'm late. Yes. I'm supposed to be on Marty. You're supposed to be on Marty. Here, let's give you an escort.
And you give him a quick aria.
Anyway, we're here to talk
it's
about
great to
the
see
budget.
You look... How do you feel about the few... Listen, you look terrific. You don't look like a person who... Were you driving yourself?
I was,
because you don't look like a girl who's kind of driving herself and
up the
wall.
Oh, no, I was up early, getting the hair all styled up and the makeup on.
Yeah, you'll be in the paper today, I suppose. There'll be something out tomorrow. There'll be something I'll find.
You are doing a million things.
At the moment.
A million things. Yeah.
Which is brilliant. Because...
Thank God.
The ad was in there for La Boheme, which is on in the Bourgogne, which I cannot wait for.
The end of November, yes.
Yeah, my favourite opera. And I'm so excited for that. That's going to be brilliant. But you're on this... You're in University Concert Hall in Limerick. Is it this weekend or next weekend?
This weekend I'm in Carlow and the Carlow Cathedral.
Right.
And then we bring that show to the Ulster... to the University Concert Hall in Limerick.
Do you wake up in the morning going, where am I?
Sometimes.
But this weekend. Now, next weekend,
the 22nd in the University Concert Hall in Limerick.
Yes, but this weekend you're doing the Drumlinia Music Week.
Yes, in Cavan Cathedral.
In Cavan Cathedral. Now, we had the great Don Meskelin, because that's his gig.
He's amazing, I love him.
Isn't he an interesting fella?
Yeah, he's one of my very good friends.
All right, okay. But he's a fabulous character. He's a great mind for this game.
He's a beautiful
songwriter, a very sharp dresser.
Yeah, he's cool.
Oh, he's like...
You would describe him, wouldn't you? Cool.
He's cool. He's just cool, isn't he? Yeah. It makes all the rest of us...
He wears sunglasses even when it's not sunny.
He does. But it suits him. But he's a great songwriter. He's, as I say now, an entrepreneur because he's got all this going on.
And a producer. Yeah, so I'm working with him on an album, and at these concerts and the one next week in Limerick, I'll be singing one of his songs.
So... Is this a song we know, or is it new?
No, all his songs are original.
No, I know, but do we know the song?
No, because we're still working on producing it and trying to save the dollars.
If you're working with Don Meskelin, does that mean that you're going slightly somewhere else?
No, it's just something that I always wanted to do, and I have the time to do it now. Well, not the time, but I have the possibility
to do it.
The
opportunity is
what
you have. But there'll be new songs.
Yes, original.
Which will take you somewhere else.
Original songs, and then I'm going to do some covers as well. Because, you know, you can't beat some of the old...
Yeah. I love that. I'm delighted with that. Because I think he was in here and he's so full of enthusiasm. He's bringing all these people together this weekend. You're going to be doing kind of your showcase thingy, which is what you're doing, which would be fantastic. But that album is going to be something else. It's going to take you to a different direction. I think that's brilliant. However, you've got Mary Kennedy. What does she do now, Mary Kennedy?
She's amazing.
What does she do?
She's the male Marty Whelan, Oh, God.
Still, she's fabulous. The operation.
The Tuies are fabulous.
Mary's wonderful and mad about her.
She's great. So she's going to be emceeing and presenting on the night in the...
So she'll come out and she'll do a little story in Irish and English.
She's fantastic.
And she'll go off again. I love Mary. She's great.
Now Celine's coming on to sing this and Dillian Douse and off.
Dillian Douse, she might dance for you. Yeah,
and what's good is because I'm, as you say, venturing in a different direction.
Yeah.
What I like to do in my concerts... for instance, I'm doing this opera in November.
Yes.
So... The opera stands for itself. It's Puccini. It's my favourite opera.
Sure.
I love Mimi. I love working with Sergio Alapon, who's the conductor. Marinus Vitulskis, who's the tenor. He's amazing. Working with the Irish National Opera is fantastic because they're fantastic. organisation. Just, yes. It's the whole thing is great, and it is an opera. And what I like to do as well in my concerts is I like to incorporate some music from opera, but also different music. So I'm doing songs from musicals. I'm also doing Irish music. I'm doing an original song by Don Mescal, and of course some sacred music as well.
Yeah.
And we have a choir, which are fantastic. Everything is fantastic. I'm feeling fantastic.
It's the Cavan Cathedral Choir. They won't have a choir because you'll have it.
Yeah.
On the night. And you've got strings as well, which would be lovely.
String quartet.
But isn't that the secret? Isn't that the way to do it? Because I mean, I've been at your concerts. I know what they're like. You go from one thing to another, and that's broaden it.
It's great because people want to enjoy themselves. Well, they don't want to hear opera all night because if they go to an opera. So at a concert, they want a mixture of everything.
Yeah.
We've got Eileen Tackney on piano. It's going to be a great night.
Scarlett's been on. She says, I'm looking forward to your chat with Celine. Will you say hello to her from the Cavan girl she met in the Killishy House Hotel in April?
Hello.
We couldn't help her with requests that night. I don't know what you were up to. I'm looking forward to your concert in Cavan. They're going on Friday.
Fantastic.
Now, there you go.
Look forward to that. That's nice.
What were you looking for?
I don't know.
Al ritorno, curioso, dammi il braccio, mia piccina.
You're very good, really. Do you know?
You don't barely sing those notes.
Oh, I tell you. Yourself, Miss Celine Byrne. And I've stood beside you when you were singing, and by golly, the air moved. I could feel my hair moving. Oh, and thanks. Full of hairspray, and it still moved. And Marunas
Vatulskis. Yeah, from
and,
Lithuania.
And Sergio Alapont doing the conducting. Yeah. That's gorgeous. And that's from... when was that? That's Bohem, of course, but when was that?
We record that. So we were scheduled and contracted to do that opera, and then, of course, the pandemic came. So we used the time during the pandemic to record that, and it was released on Sigmund Records. It's available on CD.
Yeah.
They'll probably be selling it, no doubt they'll be selling it in the Borgosh. I'd say that.
In the foyer.
Should do anything to make money.
But that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Because the CD is really important. So now
we have the CD, and now we're going to do the production.
Now you
in
have
November.
The production. Mm-hmm. Meantime.
Yes, sir.
Monica Doyle says, we met you in Ballycotton last Christmas. You had your son who was singing.
Yeah, Killian, he's great.
Rocky and I say hi, this is Monica.
I'll be back there on the 30th of December.
You're going
Ballycotton.
Back again. Mm-hmm. In terms of something like Bohème, which we know is beyond compare, when you decide to go into a different direction, or no, you're not going a different direction, you're just having a bite at something. That's really
just
what you're
music
doing.
Music is a big...
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a smorgasbord of a lot of things.
And some people say, Jonas Kaufmann has an album out at the moment, which I love, right?
Yeah.
I thought I had it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Where he sings music from the movies, and it's beautiful. Yeah. Particularly the Italian stuff, it's fantastic. But when he goes into the contemporary stuff, it doesn't make sense. The way he sings it, right? I think he's brilliant. I love him because he's one of the biggest voices.
Because he's using his opera voice.
Yeah. So was that a difficult transition is what I'm really asking?
Not really, because when I started singing, I was singing in a band, in a country band, when I was a young one. Still am a young one now, mate.
Well, you still look like a young one to me.
When I was younger.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding.
So I was in a country band.
What sort of country?
Oh, sure, I was singing. Country roads take me home to the place.
All that stuff. Yeah. That's nothing wrong with John Denver.
And then I was in musical society. So I joined these musical societies, all the musicals.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
I did play the Mother Abbess in Borgosh, remember?
You must have been very young to play the Mother Abbess.
I did. That was only a couple of years ago.
A lot of makeup.
A lot. A lot, because, you know, they found it very hard to make me look old.
But this is my point.
I can sing kind of in different styles anyway.
Yes, but I am right. His opera voice, it's beautiful, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
But you're kind of going, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
I understand, because I hear that sometimes. Yeah. But he's great.
So when you... But I love him. Himself and Bocelli are probably the biggest in the world at this stage. But when you come to do that... So how do you switch? What goes on in your...
You just have your normal voice and then you have your opera voice, because when you're training, you're training and you're using skills that you learn. You know, you're using resonating chambers and you're using your diaphragm for breathing, but you would anyway with normal singing with your normal voice. But it's the difference between... and la, 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 la. You know, just... You know what I mean?
I've no idea.
I'll give you a singing lesson off air. How about that?
I'm just looking at you mesmerised. No, that's fantastic. No, it's that idea of how different it needs to be.
I love it. I love opera. I love what I do. And I love singing. And I love being on stage. And I love doing concerts, especially concerts, because I get to have the chats with the audience.
You talk to the audience.
I love it.
But you talk
Can't
to
shut me up.
But I tell you what, I do know that too. I've worked with you, dear. But I tell you what I love is you chat to the audience like they're your mates. You chat to them, just, there you are, how are you? And it's lovely. Mm. And it's a lovely thing. Are you going to do a gala thing at Christmas again? Are you hoping to go that road
I'm
again?
I'm not here at Christmas, so I can't do a gala in the Borgosh. And anyway, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is in there as well.
It is, I know
so
that.
It would be problematic to get in there and on their set.
You're no stranger to a bar of chocolate, but, no more than myself.
Yeah, but I'm doing a few Christmas concerts locally and at the start of December, and then I'm in the concert hall on New Year's Day to do the New Year's Day gala with the Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, that'll be beautiful.
So,
sounds like an exclusive announcement this morning. Based on all of this, there's a huge amount going on.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to now going to Cavan this weekend and then next weekend in Limerick. Because the last time I was in Limerick was with Cara Sullivan, Lord of Mercy, and Regina Nathan. We did the Three Sopranos. Yeah. That was the last time I've performed in Limerick. So that was many, many years ago.
Well, I've checked. It's flying.
So to come
back... You know it's flying. Like, it's doing really well.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Now, obviously, we'll be able to push another couple of tickets. Yeah, get rid of another half dozen tickets today.
But you know what? Why don't we give away a few tickets during the week?
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that. There's four tickets that I'll give you.
We do it next week.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we do it next week. All right, that's a deal. That's a deal.
So it'll be great to get back there again and do my own show there.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and we've got a Kovla, beautiful soprano, and it's a great opportunity to sing with her and also to provide a platform for her, because I know when I was starting out, the opportunities that were presented to me, I was very, very grateful for.
Well, you see,
nice
again,
to get back.
Yeah, well, with respect, not everybody will do that. I think it's very important. I think it's lovely that you will do that. But not everybody does that for people. A lot of people go, oh.
I have to be nice.
Me. Yeah.
Well, I was in Medjugorje last week. I'd feel bad now if I was coming home from Medjugorje and then being all mean.
Did you atone for all your sins? You did?
I was nearly burning. No, I wasn't. No, it was lovely. We had a lovely time there. It was very nice.
Oh, wow. I've never been.
I went with my friend. Yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's gorgeous. I've never been. Was it a special feeling? Everyone tells me.
I went to Lourdes with my dad before he died when he was diagnosed.
Yes,
it was lovely.
Yeah, I remember you told me.
And
that.
So I haven't been in Medjugorje in a long time, so I just decided I'd go back. So I went over there for 5 days.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was nice.
Good for you. Stay with me. Celine Byrne is with me. She's doing 78 concerts, so I'll try and get through all the dates.
RTE Lyric FM.
Acclaimed soprano Celine Byrne stars as one of opera's most touching heroines, Mimi, in Irish National Opera's La Bohème. Puccini's passionate score will enthrall audiences with its soaring romantic aria and love duets. Bord Gáis Energy Theatre from the 20th to the 26th of November for 5 performances only. Tickets available now. BordGáisEnergyTheatre.ie. Funded by the Arts Council.
Entertainment updates with RTE Lyric FM.
With so much to see and do, what will you discover on a short break in Northern Ireland? You could wander the medieval walled city of Derry before exploring the awe-inspiring Giant's Causeway and Causeway Coastal Route. Dip into Fermanagh's Lakelands or visit the historic city of Armagh. Dive into the depths of Belfast's Titanic experience, then lose yourself in the majestic mountains of Mourne. There's a superb choice of great value hotels and accommodation, plus exciting restaurants and nightlife to suit every pocket. And it's so easy to get to by car and by train. Book your great value short break now at discovernorthernireland.com. Northern Ireland. Embrace a giant spirit.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Making later life a greater life.
Che ceri tua manina se la lasci riscaldar per cor che giù aspetti, signorina, le dirò con due parole chi son e faccio come chi son? Sono un poeta, che cosa faccio? Scrivo e come vivo? In povertà mia lieta, la loda gran signore.
That's more of it now, that Puccini fella.
That's more of it than Amarunis.
Oh, it's Amarunis.
He's great.
That's beautiful. That's just beautiful. Listen, next, on the 22nd of October, will you be travelling in terms of music? Will you be going all over the shop, or is it just going to be opera? This is the classical university concert hall.
Like always, there'll be a diversion of kind of different genres.
Different genres.
So there'll be music from operetta, opera, musicals, Irish music, a little bit of sacred music, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mary will do the bits and bobs as well.
Like a licorice all sorts.
And it's Ciarán Solis and Cavan Cathedral Choir, Eileen Tackney, just to give the mention.
Yes, yeah, she plays the piano, she's wonderful.
And she plays what?
Eileen Tackney is the pianist, and she's arranged some of the music as well for this quartet.
For this quartet. Now, I've just noticed, like, you're doing all those things at the Bord Gáis. You've got the New Year's Day with the Symphony Orchestra. You've got the... RTE, the homecoming, RTE Concert Orchestra, which is you.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's next week. That's Friday.
Never mentioned.
In the Academy of Music.
Correct.
I'm singing next Friday with the RTE Concert Orchestra, and I'm invited as their guest and past pupil of the Academy of Music in Louis to come along and do a concert.
And this is Gavin Maloney.
Gavin Maloney conducting. We actually rehearsed here yesterday in RTE studios.
And how'd it go?
Great, because it's the only day that I had free, so I had to rehearse yesterday because I'm busy until next week.
Isn't it fantastic? So, like, you've loads on.
Constructs are great.
Well, you know and I know how good they are. Like, it's not just the flexibility, it's their ability to go from X to Y to whatever.
Yeah,
they can
do
whatever, you know. That's going to be true. Listen, thank you for coming in. I'm sorry you were stuck in traffic, because otherwise we would have laid on breakfast and all the rest of it. But,
I know, I'm disappointed, because last time I came, maybe it's because you've a new producer.
It could be.
Because Ian normally would give, like,
the sausages and rashers.
A plate of croissants.
That's right.
Kind of chocolate. Yeah,
Michael, he has hobnobs.
Look,
though.
He's offering a biscuit.
No, he's a hobnob.
Away with your hobnob.
You and your hobnobs. Keep the faith. I shall talk to you soon, Celine. You're
God bless.
Gorgeous.
God bless you.
And keep well. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Take care. Love. Bye. She's one of the great guests. I love when Celine comes in and has the chat and just sits and talks. So she's offered us some tickets for Bohème for next week, which we will work out what we'll do and how we'll do it. It's another excuse to play herself and Puccini and Marunas Vitulskis and Sergio Alapont and all the rest of it. That's a lot for this morning. Keep the faith. I'll be back with you on tomorrow.